everyone. Well, this is the Creation Light Shift Healing Show. Today is Wednesday, and we got three ones here, actually four, but today is January 11, 2017. If you happen to be on that timeline and it hooked you up to something, or you have something going on in your distant past on this day, you could be copy and pasted and having situations running through your life that happened, you know, maybe 50 years ago. So let's clear this date for you, and we'll clear the one. So here we go. One, two, three.
We're at four and five.
And you may want to put those numbers into the key alien keyword intercept, but you can put the numbers in. That may help you. So again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, next, we bring up the light beams so you can have some peace energy. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next, think of a situation, something that's bothering you, bugging you. So here we go. Think of it. I'm going to release it. I'll count to 10 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll bring Michelle on, our co-host tonight, and we'll see what's cooking out there. And if you want to send in some testimonials on maybe some of the healings that you've had, that would be wonderful. Or maybe you happen to have a few that you like to run weekly together. That would be helpful for people, too, just to let people know what you're doing and the ones that you found really, make you a little smarter and you feel better and more relaxed. So, back to you.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday Night Show. This is Michelle. Yeah, Ron, what you were just talking about, I believe the last clearing that was really great was you did a skin clearing for us. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, but I was feeling very tense previous to that, and then my body just relaxed, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not, but if anyone else does remember that one or had some event about it, we'd love to hear about it, so please write into us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. We'd like to hear what you have to say or what your experience was with that or anything else going on. And, Ron, I know that there was a clearing that I wanted to buy just a few days ago, and I couldn't get through to PayPal. I thought it was my computer, but apparently that has been fixed. So if anybody wants to do any clearings that they wanted to buy, that is all ready to go now. PayPal is up and running, and so it's just like it was in the past, real easy to just say, yes, I'd like this one, go through PayPal, and it's all ready to go. So with that, Ron, we have somebody who had a recent friend that passed away, and they are wondering what to do. They are asking if they should do the emotional emotional clearing for the deceased loved one and the spirit clearing for the deceased loved one. And now that PayPal is up, I'm sure they can do that. So if you want to maybe talk about those a little bit, that would be great.
It's up to you, since you know somebody. You want to save their spirit from being reincarnated here. So I guess that's a question for you. Would you want to come back here again? So if you want to and you feel that they deserve coming back to be tortured in their next lifetime, like they maybe were in this one or like you are and everybody else on the planet is, being brought back into the prison planet here with alien control, So if you don't want them to do that and you have some worries about them coming back, then you need to do that clearing within probably a couple of weeks, maybe a month on the outside, but typically the longer you wait, the worse it is, and you may not be able to find them. So that's kind of the bottom line there. So that clearing is going to save their spirit from reincarnating. The next one is the emotional one. So the emotional body is what floats around here. That's how readers that do readings connect to somebody. And they will talk about that person, all of their stuff. They're here with you, and they have all this information for you, et cetera. So that's the emotional body that you want to clear out of here. And again, like I said, that's up to you. If it's a family member, then you may just want to get rid of them, we'll say. I don't hate to use that term that way, but they'll come back and haunt you. And they'll bring forth visions and everything else about their lifetime with you, which will typically bring up sadness to you. Especially if they were very mean to you, might bring up anger. And you wonder why they are coming to you all the time, and that's because that emotional body doesn't like you. So, it's good to just release that emotional body, because it will body hop through your family genetics. And just think, if you're reincarnated again, it's still here. And it may come back and haunt you for something that you've done in the past that you know nothing about, but it's hanging on to you, but it's sucking your energy. That's basically it. You want to get rid of that emotional body. That's the whole process of why you want to do these two particular clearings to help out the person that lived here. Because the worst thing is when that emotional body comes and starts giving you the remembrance, or, gee, why shouldn't I have done that? You know, they died in September, and, you know, they wanted me to go on this boat cruise to wherever, and I didn't really want to do it. And now you have all these regrets because, geez, I should have went with them because I didn't realize they would die 2 months. So that's what happens. They come in and they start haunting you with all this stuff. And then what do you do about it? They keep coming back and tormenting you. So that's why you want to do the emotional body clearing. So I don't know what else to say. That's a bit in a nutshell. Oh, back to you.
Okay, great. So what I gather is that it's very timely that if you want this person to not have to be reincarnated, you definitely want to do that one, you know, like as soon as possible, basically.
Yeah, that is correct. The emotional one doesn't that much because you can do that anytime. And it can be, you know, you could find somebody, maybe you're listening right now and you go, man, no. My dad passed away 30 years ago and on this awful car wreck, and I keep getting visions of him and thinking about him, and I don't know why these thoughts come to me. Well, it's because that emotional body's coming into you. That needs to get energy. So normally when it comes into you to get energy, then you start having that information coming to you about situations in the past. So to help yourself out, just have it released. And, you know, that's the way it works, especially if they're, you know, like I said, they're angry with you, or maybe some type of abuse issues with that person, and, you know, you think of them, and then you get really angry. Well, they're coming back to you. Maybe they're trying to make amends to you, say they're sorry that they beat you all the time. You know, there's people listening who have had that situation, and they're coming back, and they're trying to tell you that you know, I'm sorry that I beat you all the time, but all of a sudden you get that scene of them beating you, and now you get angry, which takes you out of the present moment. Now you're on more timelines of being beaten. So that's the whole thing. You want to release these things. So, back to you.
Ron, just as a scenario, what do you feel might occur if, let's say, somebody died and you didn't know about both of the clearings, but you ran the emotional deceased one? Would that person's spirit kind of coagulate around the emotional body, and would it give you more time to do the spirit clearing?
Well, the spirit clearing, first of all, if you don't get that within the first couple of weeks, forget it. You probably will not have to get out of here, because the spirit will stay for a couple of weeks normally. I don't know why that is, but the dark side will take it through that white light tunnel, the highway to hell, and then from there it'll be reincarnated. how fast, it's hard to say. Some people get dumped back here within a month. Typically, it probably used to be about 3 years. Typically, I don't think the darkness wants too many more bodies here, but remember, they're running out of humans. So, it's another story in itself. The main thing is that you need to get rid of these emotional bodies. It's all the densities. And the spirit one, if you don't want it to reincarnate, well, you want to do it a favor so that it doesn't come back here. This is what you should probably do for yourself. But regardless, I want to get that out of here for sure. Emotional one, you could do that, you know, anytime. I'd be listening to this here and you say, gee, you know, I keep thinking of, you know, Aunt Mabel, you know. I was 8 years of age. We did, you know, maybe you're a young girl then, possibly. And maybe Aunt Mabel was making pies with you. And whenever you start to make a pie, sure enough, there comes Aunt Mabel now with you and going to help you make that pie. So that's the whole process. You know, you want to release that energy. Are you going to have that energy coming back to you again? You might say, oh, it's a wonderful experience. I really enjoyed her doing that. Well, no, because it makes you feel really good thinking of Aunt Mabel. Well, what happens is Aunt Mabel is taking your life force energy. Willing to die physically for Aunt Mabel, you may want to by having those consequences, because it will suck you out eventually. And Aunt Mabel will be around. We'll say that you are having a situation, and we'll just speed time up here, and now you're... say 80 years of age, and somehow you have some awful situation going on. Maybe you're in the hospital or going to be. And here's Aunt Mabel coming, and it needs your life force energy. You only have maybe a 40% of what you should have. So you're down to 60%, and Aunt Mabel comes and goes, yeah, I want to live some more. And I'm going to be very happy to take away, you know, 30% of you. You're dying anyway, and it'll take that energy from you. And you wonder, why, gee, I want to get well here, and I'm going to be really weak. So that could really prevent you from healing. So, and when you're younger, you know, it may not bother you too much. You may have lots of energy. As you get older, energy starts to drop, and your life force energy is kind of going a little bit because you've contaminated your spirit throughout your whole life, through all of your emotions and thinking of things. Then all of a sudden... Well, there's Aunt Mabel coming around, and you go, wow, I feel really drained and tired today. I was thinking of Aunt Mabel. Wonder, gee, that's, is she courting me? No, she probably came into your body and took what she needed. Now she's out there, gallivanting around in the invisible realm there, having a great time. She needed your energy. So back to you.
Okay, well... I believe that this person that has passed on was a friend, so it's interesting to think, do you think that a emotional body would be hanging around a person's friends or just their family member with the same DNA?
No, it'll everybody in their life that they knew, they'll hang on to, visit everybody. Okay. Remember, they can't just come to one person, you know, and suck them out. They'll go to this person and that person and everybody. And they'll be doing it continuously. Oh, and they can also bring you addictions, you know, as they have done through living their life in the invisible realm, experiencing whatever they want to experience for addictions. And all of a sudden you wonder why you're addicted to something, why you all of a sudden out of nowhere, you know, you wanted to have, glasses of wine for each dinner that you drink. And you go, well, I never used to do this, but, you know, I can do it now. So that's Aunt Mabel coming into you and having that. So where was she before she came into you? Maybe she was hanging out, at the bars or something. Or maybe she found somebody that she liked that had maybe a lot more money than you have, and they had expensive wine, and then they died maybe, and now they come back to you with that habit, and they bring you that habit. Now you have the addiction of that. So if you do find yourself having a different personality in a sense, different ways of looking at life, different traits, even different passions than what you have had in your past. And that's typically entities, and entities are emotional bodies, and they'll keep coming into you. Remember, they're going to come into you normally just because they like you. They want to be with you. So back to you.
And it's not like they're your friends. I mean, maybe they are your friends, but it's probably not good if they're taking your energy. So that could explain why people get tired quite a bit. So, okay, well, I think that answers that. Thank you, Ron.
Okay.
That's a great clearing. And I know that each of those are $50 on the website, and then it just kind of takes care of the person rather quickly. You just run it for their age. And so those can be found, and now PayPal is working again.
Yeah, that's okay. What I would probably suggest. You probably all know what I'm talking about entities. What you may want to do is that's the energy skips a generation, we'll say. So who you are, your traits of who you are, maybe even your personality, is actually of your grandparents. So naturally, grandparents, there's four of them, okay? And so you have two women and two men that you may have known or not known. You may want to do that deceased loved one's emotional clearing on those four people. It'll be actually four clearings for you that you have to purchase, but remember, that's who you're actually connecting to, and those entities of those people are probably going to come into you because they're living energetic life through you more than your parents. That's why they skip the generation, because they want to, you know, relay back to your parents how your parents treated them. That's kind of the way, you know, it is. You probably heard the story where, you know, people are talking and the lady or man says, you know, you have kids, I hope your kids give you the same crap that you gave me, in a sense, you know. And you go, boy, I hope not, you know. And so sure enough, you know, that's what happened. And so what happens is that the parents will now be, connected to dealing with the stuff that they did to their grandparents. So now it comes into you. So you're now shooting, like a bow and arrow, we'll say, a target your parents, because your four grandparents are probably in you not liking what was done because your parents did something to them. So now they're getting even with your parents. That makes sense to you, Michelle?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I've heard this before. And I know it's true. People are like, oh, your kids are going to treat you the same way, or, you know, it goes around and comes around, that type of thing. So, yes, I have heard what you're speaking about before. And it makes sense when you think about that. Oh, okay, well, my grandparents are moving through me now, so it's kind of interesting. Okay, so the last question that that person is asking is that another friend of theirs is very sad over the event of losing their mutual friend, and they're wondering if they should run a particular clearing for their friend that is still alive and is feeling bad about the friend that is gone.
Well, yeah, that's why you can always do any of the whole lifetime clearings, anything on the website. So, you know, you definitely probably want to do the emotional clearing. So, yeah, pay for their whole lifetime emotional, find out what the age they are. I'm sure that if they're a friend, you're going to know their age, and pay for the clearing and do it for them. The emotions will be with them. It also could affect your life, too. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Well, there you have it. All right. Thank you, listener. That was a great question. It covered a lot of different interesting topics. So apparently, Ron, there is some things going on in the galaxy with different planets and moons and things like that coming up in the next few days. So people are just reminding everyone to do their planet cord removals. And we did have a request, I believe, for the moon in another email. I'll try and find that, but I believe it was for the moon. So I don't know if there's anything that you wanted to do with that in particular.
Well, I'll do a clearing to release that from you, but you want to get on to that special clearing that we have, which releases the energies from you. Well, that's a lot of stuff is on that particular, I think it's a planet star vortex clearing. Definitely, get that, because that's needed. I'll do one for you. Here we go. One, releasing the moon from you here. Whatever that means to you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do the, that's the front side of the moon. Just make it simple here. Now we'll do the back side of the moon, if that's affecting you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so let's see how that's helping you. Back to you.
Okay, great. And I believe it's called the Planet Star Vortex Clearing, and it is very useful. It has planets, stars, vortexes, moons, and something else on there. Anyway, it does cover a lot of things. You can go through each aspect that it affects on your body, your spirit, your emotions, and then go to the next section of it, which would be a different entity or whatever. And really great clearing. Has a lot going on there. So, Ron, we had somebody write in. They said, thank you for removing the 12 source energies from our skin yesterday. Felt the removal of alien skin. And that is what you did. I don't know if you remember, Ron, but it was very interesting.
That was alien skin / clone skin, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was available for people who were on the Tuesday conference call.
Yeah. That was a really good one. And another listener wrote in and they said, I feel smarter, better, more relaxed from the educational clearing and do more services towards others as well. So that's very good. That was from the educational clearing. You've mentioned that several times, that it's a really good one to do, particularly right now.
Yes.
Yeah. And would you suggest, if we have it, to do it over and over again or just once a week?
Some people do the clearing once a week. They get the education and the IQ. Some people do it once a month. Once you get the unlimited version of it, you first do the whole lifetime to clean you out. That's why you have the whole lifetime. Then after that, you purchase the unlimited. So, I would probably recommend once a week, run them when you're sleeping. So back to you.
Okay. All right, well, somebody else wrote in, they said that they did the deceased loved one for their father years ago, but it was after. And then the entity stayed with them for a while, so the emotional clearing they did last year in 2016, and then their husband also, they delayed it a few weeks, but they did it. So that's good.
Once they're gone, they're gone.
When they're gone, they're gone. So when the emotional body, which is an entity, goes, where does it go?
It goes back to the earth spirit.
Okay.
It's an earth-based energy. There's no light in it. It's created from the earth spirit, which in a sense will deal with mind energy. There's no light in emotional bodies. It's just
okay.
A container to take in to help protect your physical body. Back to you.
Wow. All right, great. So the person is also wondering, should they call in a long testimonial, or do we prefer emails? And they could prepare one for Friday. And I believe that it's best to just write it out in an email, and the radio show host will read it at that time. So that is probably the best way for us to decipher when to read it or how to read it.
And if you happen to have, like, more than one question, we'll say, or situation going on, they kind of separate it off into different paragraphs. But, you know, it's more difficult for the co-host to read, you know, 100 words or so, you know, to kind of keep it very simple. Remember, if you start elaborating a lot on what happened to you, then you're definitely in mind energy, and by doing so, you're putting yourself on timelines. So just think of explaining to somebody what Disneyland was like if you've been there, and you start talking about, you know, maybe how you had to park your car, and it was hard to park your car, then you had to do a lot of walking, then you pay to get in, and whatever that price was, and you go on and on, you went to this land and that land, and you rode this and you rode that. Well, each one of those has a timeline associated with it. Right away, you're putting yourself back on timelines that could reinfect you. So you want to keep your testimonial short, and after you read it and you get it down and it looks like it's what you want to have, you know, find some of those keywords in there. The keyword intercept, that's a pre-clearing on the left side of the website, and also go in and do some timeline crashing on it. It has meaning for you, and it has memories. That's how you get contaminated. By having memories of your past, bringing up your past, which we'll say is you're using analogy, we'll say, of going into your trash can, your garbage can, and making your current meal out of your scraps. Now you're reusing the energy from the past because you now brought yourself onto those timelines. So, you know, don't contaminate yourself. Well, back to you.
And that occurred.
I'm going to do a clearing only because we got three ones today, just for the heck of it. So naturally, we're coming into 20th of this month where Trump becomes president. Okay. Now, there's probably energetic cordings going on as you watch things on TV about what's happening. Maybe. So we have the outgoing president, we have the incoming president. So you may not like one or the other, you know. And so right away you're courted to that person, giving them psychic attacks, number one. I don't know how psychic attacks work with clones, okay. I don't perceive that they affect it much, but to be, you know, courted by a clone. I'm going to release the energies here that have quartered you maybe onto some type of news media where they're playing about something, talking about something. So you're quartered one of these two people typically more than the other one. So the first one that you want to get released from, just see how this feels. So it's up to you to release or to, you know, mention this. Here we go. One person, releasing the energy from him since you're both males. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I will do the second person. Oh, I'm up there. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I guess you might as well do the opponent that lost, that lady, female, I should say, or we go. So release the energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you. I'd like to have comments on that, how you felt. You felt quarter to the media or this person.
Well, I bet that was pretty strong for a lot of people because there's so much out there right now where it's just a transition, you know. So, okay, this email, I'm going to try and make it a little concise because it goes for a little while, but it says basically the person was doing timeline crashes on connections that they have and soul contracts. Since they're not sure what exactly is going on, they've chosen to do timeline crashes until they can afford to get the whole soul family clearing. So they keep getting the distinct feeling that something is trying to block them from completing a clearing on that, which is basically anything that is stopping their computer from working. So sometimes, as we know, computers can crash or, you know, all sorts of things can happen. With this person, it seems like the weather is affecting them. There are some things going on in different places of the country. So it says, I got timeline windows up and several of them, and then everything was going well, and then they kind of crashed. They were also running clearings for the full moon, planet, stars, and then the electricity went out. Okay. And they said they're going to wait till morning to start clearing them up again, or to set them up again, basically, because, as you know, it takes a little while to set up a window and write in exactly what you want in there. And then they say they're going to start again on Friday. So, Ron, I think they're just kind of relaying their experience, and I've had this experience as well, so I'm sure that we're not the only ones who have had this. I have found that sometimes it could be the weather, it could be your computer, and it could be, it seems to me, especially with the timeline crashes, that they're very strong, and sometimes it just seems like so much to go through, so maybe as few windows as possible. Is that a possibility that they're actually hard on your computer?
Well, I don't know if it would be hard on the computer. What I say is that you better get off that timeline. The timeline is affecting you. Get off of the dysfunctional timeline that you're on where nothing seems to work and all you have is energies that are discordant to you. That's what I would do, get off of that timeline. Well, that's a clue that if things aren't working right, you're getting a lot of odd harmonics sent to you. You may want to do that harmonic clearing to feel better. But remember, they've got tags somehow. Whatever could be in you, it could even be entities in you, and they're maybe causing computer problems. That could be possible. Now, as far as your power going out in your town, that's just one of those things that you know is happening. But typically, if you have a computer issue, maybe they're in your hard drive, you know? So, you know, get off of that timeline. We talk about having the education clearing and the IQ clearing. Both of those are great. But what about if you happen to have no entities in you causing that. Now in your computer. The whole thing is be self-empowered to release this energy away from you. Get off of those dysfunctional timelines. What are they doing to your body? You could be possessed by one of these things. They don't want to have any healing done because they're inside of you. They don't want to lose their home. Well, they like your home, like you. So, want to be evicted. Cement the declarance to get them evicted out of your life so you're able to move on and have a more functional life. Back to you.
Yeah, and I know in the past you've also said that, like, if you're on a timeline, it's because your emotion is there and it's connected to that. So it doesn't really occur anymore to me. So possibly there's a connection with getting upset about it. Oh, I have to start these windows over and over again and just not having any emotion about it. Do you think that would help?
Anything would help. But, you know, look at the cause, why it's happening. You know, what type of victim are you? Because you are being victimized. So, you know, go through and probably get rid of the entities. The entities could be causing lots of problems in you. They have a jealous entity. So anyway, back to you.
Oh, interesting. Well, you do have a victim clearing and a jealousy clearing on your website as well. So those might be good ones to do. Okay, so there is another one somewhat connected to that, and it was about soul families. So let me just get up to there again real quick. This one says, a friend died and they were in the person's soul family, and they definitely feel that entities were hanging on to their parts in a few of the family. And I believe that they're implying a few, I'm not sure if parts of the family or body parts of a particular family member.
Very interesting.
Is it possible that they're just in your arm, or they're just in your lung, or they're just in your leg?
It could be such that an illness that's possible. You know, I can switch it over to something that's a little another way of talking about it, you know. Look at, maybe you've had a dog or cat that just died recently. And all of a sudden, you know, maybe a year later, you're laying in bed, going to sleep, and feel the covers move a little bit. And all of a sudden, that dog or cat is with you. Or you start hearing maybe the cat purring or something, and you go, where's that coming from, you know? And this is what animals do. They maybe, wanted to be with you. So you could clear these out also. You know, you don't have to be clearing on your some animals that no longer here. But, you know, the main thing is these things do come around, and they do need energy.
Okay.
It'd be really interesting if you start seeing through more of the veil because of all the clearings that I basically have done since probably September. Starting to see more the veils, seeing maybe, don't really want to use the word more truth, but you're seeing maybe possibilities that were not even available to you before. It would be interesting if you did have a dog that wanted to protect you. All of a sudden, you know, maybe it's a Doberman or something, you know, a larger dog or whatever. And all of a sudden, they're walking and some dogs are running at you. And you go, oh, geez, you know what I'm going to do? And all of a sudden, this Doberman of yours, I guess, between you and those dogs. And now it's me, so the dogs run away. And you go, wow, what would happen there, you know? Dogs took off running. And, maybe your little friend that you had is protecting you. That's a possibility, too. Probably if people out there listening probably have had that experience. It's kind of hard to describe, or help yourself get nudged to go in a different direction. And you did that, not knowing that there was problems where you were going. But, you know, you would know that. Just, you know, you got nudged and you left instead of right or something. So, no. Things do exist and hang out there. Typically, if you start to see them all the time, then you more than likely, if you're, you know, becoming sad about it, then you may want to do the clearing, which should be free to you if you've done an emotional clearing. You can do an emotional clearing for your pet or animal And I may take away some of that stuff that they're being attracted to you. And to purchase that deceased loved one's clearing for your present animal also. Oh, back to you.
Yes, I've done that recently for each of them that I had in the past as well, and it feels much better, feels much lighter. So hopefully they are in a great place, or however anyone wants to say it. They are back to the earth. They're at peace. Okay, somebody wrote in, they said, I feel freed up from past president, new president, and the lady. So thank you, listener. Very good. That, I believe, was the suggested outcome. Okay, and cord removed from all three from another listener. It says, felt strongest with the lady because I had a strong dislike for her and her party and media, and that they recorded what they recorded to. And they felt it in their solar plexus, and they're going to timeline crash it as well. And all the emotions and psychic attacks I have had for a couple of them with the alien attack removal channel via humans. So maybe they're talking to other people or reading the newspaper or whatnot. There's all sorts of different opinions going on about everybody. So hopefully that just got released for all of the listeners.
I'll go a little further with this here. You know, you can go on YouTube and that singer, I won't give the name, but she was singing something, I guess at New Year's, and she broke down, you know. And so, or newscasters are doing that, and you're watching them. So let's just say that there's this, I don't know, beautiful woman up there doing the newscasting, or handsome guy, you know, and, you know, you've seen him for years, and you like watching him. And all of a sudden they start breaking down and talking gibberish or something. What are they doing to you? What energy in their body as you're watching them coming into you because they are courting you with this reptilian energy, demonic energy, whatever it is. It's not human. And how's that affecting you? Oh, if you have seen that or sensed something like that, want to get that energetic cord released from you. Oh, back to you.
Okay, great. So if you haven't seen it, you're not suggesting we go watch it?
No, I would not suggest that, because in the process that that thing that is in that person, okay, making them lose their consciousness program, very possibly could attach to you. No. Because you don't know, you know, the person could be a clone and the clone is breaking down, not having any more life force energy because of all the bases that's been taken out, the clone facilities and stuff in the past. But kind of forgetting that, is there something else inside of their body, okay? You don't know that. They'll definitely get your attention when the person breaks down and starts mumbling or doing some weird stuff. Forgetting what they're saying, be different types of body movements. Maybe they're starting to shake, or all of a sudden you see their eyes turn into like the eyes of a cat, the reptilian's look, you know. And all of a sudden, you know, you go, holy cow, what am I looking at here? Nothing's looking at you. Oh, I'm going to clear that. Back to you.
Okay. Yeah, and there's all sorts of, when a person is at that level, there's all sorts of people behind them, basically, that are, so to speak, lifting them up. So you're attached to all of those people's energies as well. So, okay, well, great. I think we all know what you're kind of talking about, and I haven't seen it, and I'm definitely not going to seek it out. So, all right, our next person wrote in, they said, since the January 7th healing call, I have been doing daily healings of the Be Here Now every morning, and then they run the Human to Light clearing all day to maintain a balanced, peaceful feeling, and it has been very helpful.
Great.
Yep. That's good. I know everybody has a different formula of what works for them or what they feel they need to do at the time, and that's wonderful. Okay, so a question about the January 7th call. Does the website work to pay for the January 7th conference call? Oh, I understand. They're talking about the PayPal. So it is working now. And we do have another call coming up. So let me just talk about that for just a minute in case people wanted to know more about it. We have the pin removal healing call coming up, and now is that January 21st? Okay,
yes, it is.
Great.
And it's, I believe, at the same time, 1 o'clock Pacific. That'll be the mother of all pins call. Get these big things out of you. Oh, they're larger than what I've seen before. That's why I decided to do the call, because I go, oh, man, this has been pulling out little things, you know. This would be larger ones. Remember, as these veils are to get released, as the aliens start losing control here, and you start to have, maybe you're able to see more. I won't say that you're more conscious, but the veils are being released that have blocked you, or you can just use the word disinformation. Oh, they put so many fields up around you that now you're starting to see more of what's actually happened here. There's been a lot on YouTube now about the flat Earth, and you look at it and you go, wow, yeah, you know, this makes sense. And, why did they not tell you about it before? Oh, why do they want you to think of a ball? I don't know. There's a reason for it, believe me. Whatever it is, you want to get released out of a belief system of somebody to where it's more real for you. You know, that's up to you to decide if the Earth is flat or round. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, we did have some information come in from a listener. It says, yes, you can still click on the link at the top of the website and pay for the January 7th New Year's call. So some people might have that had set up previously with Ron because something had to be done with the Creation Light Ship website. So maybe they just got on the call and now they're going to take care of that. So thank you, listener. I'm sure the people that need to take care of that will do so. Okay.
Go to the donate button too. And, you know, it's just use the, you know, I think it defaults to $20. So put in $20 and you're good to go.
Yep. Okay. And then this Saturday starts the 4-hour monthly healing ascension preparation call. And that's the official date is January 14th. And as many of you know, that is the day when we start doing the water clearings, or not clearings, but Ron will charge 7 bottles of water. So you can have those ready. And for newcomers, all that information is listed on the website. If you click on it, they will tell you how to pay for it and what it costs and how long it lasts and everything. And Ron, I think it has actually been a while since you've explained what you do on that 4-hour call. Did you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, we'll talk about water charging. So do water charging on Wednesdays for people, or 7 containers of water. And the people who are not on that call who want to come on the Saturday call can also get 7 containers of water. So what I would suggest, if you're like a newbie coming on, maybe get twice the water that you're used to drinking. You're going to be upset with yourself probably, you know, if you drink all the water in 2 hours, the day's still there. So each water is used consecutively throughout the week. So typically, you know, most people on the Saturday call, we'll have the water to drink on Sunday. That'll be the first container of water. Only because, you know, if you're back east, and the call ends at, we'll say 8 o'clock, if you may be somewhere else, you know, even. Typically, you know, you're not going to want to start your water. You could continue it on for the next day. But you got to drink number 2 water, after that. So they're used together sequentially to provide life force energy and light codes to you. But always get extra water. If you don't drink much, then, I would suggest at least a half a gallon of water, maybe even a gallon of water. Some people just go out and buy the containers, and they're good to go. They're already sealed, and they have their water. Other people, use special water that they have. But whatever works for you. But definitely get more than what you normally drink, because all of a sudden you might have one of those days, maybe the fifth day, you go, man, this water is really wonderful. My body wants to drink more and more of it, and why do I only get a quart of water, and you can't get more. And add more water to what you have to enhance it. You want to get, what you have. So you can always use that water at the end of the day, if you wish, on a foot bath or something. So, anyway, once that water, let's just say that you only drank half your bottle of water. Now you're going into the next day's water. You don't want to drink that first water because you already got jump-started with it, and now you want to move on with the energy in the next water, so you don't want to reuse it. You could use it at night on a foot bath or put it in your bathtub or something, but you don't want to go back because you saved all your waters, but you didn't drink it all, and dump them all together or something, or try to go back and drink the water from your past, because that's in the past. So if you don't drink it, then just throw it away. Probably water your plants with it. It will have light codes in it, something like that, or maybe feed it to one of your animals. But as far as using it yourself, no, don't do that. Just go to the next water. Like I said, if you're extra thirsty, maybe you had a gallon. Man, you drank that gallon, in 3-4 hours. You go, man, what do I do next now? Well, then start on the next day's water. But that way. Back to you. It's like our show is coming to a close.
Oh, right.
Let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. Do you have anything to add, Michelle?
Michelle. Yeah. Well, no, that's about it.
Okay.
I don't have much. We did have one more suggestion, real quick, Ron. This is just to throw out an idea. Somebody wrote an educational bundle, including the education, IQ, and creativity. Sounds very fun to me. So,
great. Okay, we'll see. Okay, so let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. You have to speak this out loud, and it's very simple. You say, and I'll command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, pop them into my heart. So now to facilitate that, count from 10 to 1 backwards. So if you're a newbie, do 10 to 1 maybe for a week. Once you do that, then you can just do 3, 2, 1. It's a little quicker. Some people like to really feel that energy going out because they go, I don't know if this is going to work or not, When you do it really slow, actually feel your thoughts go down. Here you go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, thank you. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Michelle. And thank you, listeners. Do that mind to heart drop if you can every hour. You can just whisper it. 15 seconds, you're in peace, basically. And peace just means that you're out of time and you're not connected to other timelines. That's who you want to be, in source energy, with your spirit. Otherwise, you're not with your spirit on timelines fabricated by the darkness. So thank you, everyone. Blessings. Good evening.